Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you on the late show tonight around the world on WWRB. Glad to have you in here. Got a great message for you. Tonight's title, Inside the Gates. America is a land of freedom, we think, was. America is a land of opportunity, we think. But America's in trouble. While our troops are chasing the imaginary Al-Qaeda, the boogeyman in Iraq, we're losing large chunks of Arizona, parts of southern U.S. to Mexican drug gangs. The government has given them the weapons and they're being protected by the government. Again, the border agents cannot fire on the illegals coming across, whether they're gangs or drugs. We done know that the government used the excuse of arming the Mexican to find out where the guns were going. And they haven't stopped that, ladies and gentlemen, giving them weapons. I want to ask you something tonight. When are people, righteous people, prayer warriors, when are they going to wake up to the fact that our enemies are here now inside the gates? Now, Mr. Obama is on record declaring that immigration reform is an economic imperative. Now, he's promising to do his best. Remember, he's running. He hadn't done anything in the first 4 years. We don't expect him to do anything if he gets elected again. And you know what? The way America is going, he will be. Why? Because this is the reason. Joseph Stalin, a staunch communist, when they told him that America has democratic process. And he said, so what? It's not those that vote, it's those that count those votes. Now, He's promised to get this immigration bill passed through Congress. We'll legalize in all of the illegal immigration that has taken place over the last several decades. Improve the struggling U.S. economy? I doubt it. Or will it actually make our economic problems worse? Probably. One of the favorite tricks of the politicians is to promise that the economy is improving just around the corner. Wait patiently. If we'll just support what they are currently pushing, it'll get better. And hopefully now, listen what I'm asking. Hopefully the American people will not buy into the nonsense of our politicians, Mr. Obama including. These Mexican drug gangs, they operate almost unchecked. The truth is that Mr. Obama, he's dead wrong about the economic impact of illegal immigration. Illegal immigrants don't do jobs that Americans don't want to do, as he said. So they come over here and do jobs that Americans won't do. When, listen to this now, when McDonald's opened up that they were going to hire 50,000 people just recently, listen what showed up. 1 million legal Americans, not Mexicans, showed up to apply for the job at McDonald's. Now, how desperate are Americans to work? Now, don't try to tell me that they aren't millions of Americans that would pick fruit for minimum wage. The millions upon millions of illegal immigrants in this country are still in the jobs. They are depressing the wages in a whole host of industries. The chicken industry, for one thing. Try Tyson Food, for example. And they're a huge factor in the erosion of the middle class. That's exactly what the present administration wants to do. Erode or remove the middle class and make two classes of people. The illegal immigrants and those who sit at the top. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the middle class is a dying breed in America. Millions of middle-class American families can't afford to provide for the families, those that have worked for their 401k, they were denied those through the recent 208 robbery from Wall Street. Well, guess what? Uncle Sam bailed out the rich elite, the upper class, stole from the middle class, and now giving it to the poor. Or that's the ideal. Why these people under middle class sympathize with the present government. They're promised by showing the lower class that the middle class is a dying breed. Rather, we understand what Barack Obama is proposing, which is essentially to legalize the illegal immigrants that are here now. We need an immigration policy that makes sense to protect Americans and American jobs when an immigrant comes here, gets a green card. He can call Granny, Aunt Lucy, or whoever. And here they come. They can legally sign up Grandma, and she can make more, never been in the country, than someone that's worked 40 years for this country. She can sign up legally and get more money than the immigrant that brings his grandmother over. It's a fact. Now, how long do you think that this policy, which makes no sense, they talk but they don't walk. They chastise the border agents that try to do their job, call certain sheriffs along the border between Mexico and Arizona. Call them up. Call the agents up and talk to them. It's important for me to make this point. It's not a bad thing that people want to come to this nation from another country. I don't blame them. It used to be a land of opportunity. Now, a lot of people that want to come to the United States are hardworking. They come for jobs. That's true. And they have solid character. That's true. Because this nation has a long history of a character people that have built this country. But the founding fathers that believe that all men are created equal didn't have these immigrants in mind. We're talking about the white Western Europeans founded. And in every nation on earth, these wonderful people came, these immigrants of long ago, found freedom, found jobs, created and carved out of this wilderness of America, called America. We made it the envy of all men and women and children, no matter where they were born, no matter what they look like, they had an open invitation to come. Today, the drug gangs are coming. They're moving farther north. They're establishing their drug trade. The government supplies their guns and chastises the border agents for trying to stop the problem with illegal immigration. And those that do try to make a difference, immediately they're branded with all kinds of horrible labels. Now, to put a horrible label on someone that is completely and totally untrue just to score political points is absolutely despicable. Now, the funny thing is that some of the organizations that denounce others the loudest should actually be examining themselves. For example, one of the largest pro-illegal immigration organizations is called La Raza, which literally means the race. As if we all couldn't figure that out. Perhaps it's time for them to come up with a new name. Well, why? Look at all we have to start learning if we are to love each other. Which is what we're being told. Stand by. Let the drug heads come. Let the gangs bring illegal drugs into the country. You wonder who these gangs are working for. We know it's working against our nation. If not, our society is going to continue to break down completely unless it's stopped. idle talk, political rhetoric, promises unkept, just as soon as they get elected again, they change, or they talk the talk, they never walk the walk, they never promise, they never deliver. Read my lips. And it should be, read my flibs. A majority of American people. Now, polls show that they are not against illegal immigration. Yes. Because they hate another group of people. Rather, they just want all immigrants to go through the front door, and they want the government to be sensitive to changing the economic conditions and give the jobs first to the mothers and fathers, the aunts and the uncles, those who have paid the price for America to wear the crown as the most prosperous nation on the earth. Now, the sad truth is that the U.S. government has absolutely refused to secure the U.S. border with Mexico for decades. Now, by making a lapse immigration policy, they talk tough. They do nothing. And they stand up there and wring their hands. How are we going to stop this? Ladies and gentlemen, they have absolutely refused to secure the border with Mexico for decades and have allowed millions upon millions of criminals, drug dealers, and gang members. If you don't believe that, go to your average town in Georgia, in Alabama. Yes, Georgia and Alabama. They've migrated this far into the United States. Go to any state in the Union and see if you don't know. Now, not all Mexicans are illegal. Most come to serve or live in America. But did you know that millions of dollars are returned back to those less fortunate since we've refused to secure the border? We've allowed new diseases. You're in danger when you go to the hospital. New diseases are spreading unchecked into this country that we've never heard of. Meanwhile, the law-abiding people that would like to get into this country illegally are put through absolute hell. They have to fill out immigration forms, and they don't get in. They are hindered. It's the honest people, even from Mexico, that try to go through the immigration process legally. They're delayed, denied, or whatever. And in the meantime, more and more of the illegals, of the La Raza, are coming into our country illegal. While we listen to the rhetoric of our politician promising us, both Republican, George Bush was no better. I want you to get that out of your mind, that Mr. Bush would have stopped it. He had 8 years. And did he stop it? No, he didn't. It increased. Has Mr. Obama stopped it? No, it's still going on. As a matter of fact, if you would look at the statistics, Mr. Obama has performed better in certain areas than did George Bush. So don't believe that the Republicans, see, we're being set up again. We're sick of Obama. His change has been noted. His change is in all in favor of the what we're calling a socialist order, with the middle class completely taken out of the equation and starting a two-class system instead of a three-class. That's what communism is a two-class. The ones at the top of the pyramid and the ones at the bottom. The ones that do not bitch and complain. And these illegals, when they come into the country, they support this philosophy of socialism. Whereas here the dumb Americans are supporting a democracy, whether it be Republican or Democrat. One lies, we listen to that lie. Ladies and gentlemen, the last 60 years we have been had. We are at the crossroads of where this nation's going. It's either going to be destroyed by those who say they love us, and therefore our society opening its arms and taking these illegal, now when they come out and run for office, oh, we're going to stop the illegals. We're going to guard the border. Did you know, instead of guarding the drug trade in Afghanistan, we ought to be here on our own borders stopping the drug trade that comes into America. There's nobody from Afghanistan that I know of is trying to break into America with their drugs. Although our government seems to be there favoring controlling the drugs that are manufactured in Afghanistan. Why are we in Iraq? Well, we're searching for the booger man. Oh, I forgot. We got him, didn't we? Heavens above. How could I forget something like that? We got bin Laden. Here is an old, broken, gray-bearded man with a remote in his hand, and he's running this powerful organization that the government brands as tourists, coming into the borders with a little satchel of firecrackers in their shoes, bringing and killing 10 people on an airplane. When we've got thousands to the millions of La Raza, which means the race. It's not the race that I prefer. The example is the largest pro-illegal immigration organization upon the face of the earth. Now figure that out. You need to start loving the truth instead of loving the things that are happening. And when they get over here, they add, literally, they add to the problem of a socialist, communist America. But our society is going to continue to break down until the majority of the American people say enough. Demand that the government become sensitive to the will of the people instead of the rhetoric of a politician saying, oh, we're hearing you out there. We understand that you want the border closed. And we get 8 years of Bush and 4 years of Obama, and it's never been closed. And if we don't change, the majority of Americans who know what's happening. See, most communities are not affected until it's too late. And then we say, where did all these people come from? Well, 12 years, 11 million, that's what they claim that's over here, illegals and legals, very few of them legal, most of them illegal. No wonder our societies are going to continue to break down. We are building a bridge inside the gate to disaster. The U.S. government has absolutely refused to secure the U.S. border. With millions upon millions of criminals, drug dealers, and gang members, with their weapons supplied not by Mexico, not by buying illegal guns across the border. That's what they say. This is all a guise to get rid of guns, ladies and gentlemen, to arm these bandits. And the people, the good people of America that own guns, they'll have their guns at a time in the future, I predict, that America will give up their guns, just like down under in the kangaroo country. People jumped to it when the government demanded and they jumped to it when the governments of Great Britain, France, when they demanded that nobody own guns, then all of the criminal elements, if you go down under, you're going to find out that the crime went up. Fear went up. Our society is continuing to break down where guns disappear from the country by people who own them legally. And licensed, I mean, you shouldn't have to be licensed to carry a gun. I like the Commonwealth ideal. You can carry a gun as long as it's not concealed. I don't like the concealed that the majority of states have, that you have to hide your gun to carry it. If everybody carried a gun, well, let's take that democracy called Israel. Everybody's armed. Everybody's got a gun. And in states where the states got the message and armed their citizens of the state, crime, violence, rapes, murders, all these things that we could name, absolutely went down instead of up. But we're being told that we got to get rid of these people with guns, when the U.S. government is furnishing them to the elements of the drug gangs. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a drug war. Going right on, hundreds of people murdered with illegal guns smuggled to them by guess who? And when this becomes such a problem that the politicians will begin to berate the conduct of the citizens, and they'll take away the guns. By refusing to secure the border, arming the citizens of America, giving them a right to bear arms, a Second Amendment right, we have that. These things that we have, the diseases, the riffraff that's coming unchecked into this country, And no wonder we're calling our program tonight, we're looking at what's happening inside the gates. America is in a bad way. America is having problems. Now, where do you think all these illegal immigrants are going to go to? The truth is that word about these sanctuary cities, because Mr. Obama, he's against a border fence. He says we don't need it. Meanwhile, thousands and thousands of illegal immigrants pour unchecked into the country every single day. And as long as they can stall off till they get the problem that too many illegal guns, along with these illegals, it's going to blame you on you Americans. You legal, hard-working citizen, you're going to get blamed for it. Well, this has got to stop. We got to take everybody's guns away from them. These sanctuary cities, where you're not going to be bothered by states that do not reject the immigration. Now, the word gets around over across the border real fast. Now, when you live in one of these cities, then you wonder where they're coming from. It is the politics of the government. And if Barack Obama gets his way, now listen to this. Nobody will be breaking our immigration laws, because essentially there will be no more illegal immigrants coming into the country. Now, like I say, George Bush was no better. I can't blame it all on Mr. Obama. When it all boils down, it's to who votes in the Senate and the Congress. No bill has been introduced. Even those who say they're against, let's take Texas, for instance, and the representatives and their senators. Well, they all say they're against it. Go to Arizona. They all say they're against it. They talk. And what happens? These illegal immigrants continue to flock to these sanctuary cities, and they're already talking about when they come in and they take over. And by 2050, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the news. Smell the coffee. While we've still got a country to claim the country. You are a legal citizen if you want to keep it legal. Then stop all this foolishness and demand that the borders be sealed and those labeled illegal hunted up and returned. It ain't going to happen anytime soon, Pastor Buddy. It's an absolute disaster inside the border. The truth is that the immigration policy that has been followed for the last 20 years, again, is eroding the U.S. middle class. But according to Mr. Obama, who hates the middle class and wants a society where there's only two classes, up and down, in and out, or on and off, we desperately need to implement immigration reform that would be good for those who built this country, the middle class, those who borrow the money. Now we're so deeply in debt when Mr. Obama persuaded Congress, because if we don't, America's going to fail. Well, that sounded bad. We all gave way, and we authorized Congress to rob the middle class, the people that had worked for over 40 years, the baby boomers of America. We took more than 70% of their savings. One way to strengthen the middle class in America is to reform the immigration system so that there's no longer a massive underground economy that exploits a cheap source of labor while depressing the wages for everyone else. You know, you see these Mexican road workers. They're mowing along the side of the road. You say, I wonder how they got a job. When the rest of America would love to have the job, and nobody offered it to them. Why do they get the jobs? It's a joke. The reality is that illegal immigration hurts the U.S. middle class, you, and it is severely damaging the U.S. economy. And because of illegal immigration, every single day, wages are lost, taxes are not collected, hospitals are forced to provide free health care for which they are never paid, and these huge criminal gangs of foreigners are roaming our streets, and you are fear for your life in most of these sanctuary cities. And the cost of providing social services, just ask California. Ladies and gentlemen, this nation cannot sustain these illegal aliens that are parasiting and bleeding the nation to its knees. Slowly, but surely bankrupting the state and the local governments. And the reason why is absolutely a nightmare inside our gates. They take away jobs from American citizens. U.S. labor statistics state in the data that legal and illegal immigrants gained over 1 million additional jobs between 2008 and 2010, even as millions of American citizens were losing their jobs during the same period as the majority of our immigrants now sneak through the back door inside our gates, and the federal government purposely leaves it open. And thanks to the negligence of the federal government, far more people move into the United States illegally. And if Mr. Obama has his way, there will be no illegals in the United States because the political winds of change is changing in favor of the illegals, not those who are forced to pay the bills. Watch the hospitals give this service free while the hard-working Americans are on the working for peanuts, if you will. They have to pay. Somebody has to pay for these hospitals and the strained government provision systems. Somebody's got to pay for that. Guess who? The same people that come over here and cause the problem for the vast majority of Americans, because of the vast majority, 2050, the majority is going to be these same people that I've been talking about. They come over here and they work and they get jobs and they send billions upon billions of your money out of the United States back to Mexico every year. Are you satisfied the way things are going lately? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I was going to vote for the Republicans this time. I'm sick of this. Don't you get the message? How long are you going to be yo-yoed between the lying Republicans and the lying Democrats? What's the difference between a lying Democrat and a lying Republican? They talk the talk. I mean, Congress is always saying, I wish something we could do. They know they can do it. What about calling all of our troops home from Iraq while we're there guarding the oil? And call them back from Afghanistan while we're there guarding the drugs? And why don't we put them on the border and give them orders, shoot to kill? As soon as that order was stationed and enforced, not one single Mexican would come over illegally. Illegals pay no taxes. They have no problem receiving tens of billions of dollars worth of free education benefits. And our working class people are taxed to the max. Free health care, free housing assistance, free food stamp benefits, assisted federal programs, all for those who come illegally. And the United States now openly advertise that they will help, not return illegal, but will help these illegal aliens with these things that I've just talked about. And the cost of educating the children of illegal immigrants is staggering. It's estimated that U.S. taxpayers spend $12 billion a year on primary and secondary school education only for the illegal immigrants. And once they have a baby here, they become legal. And of course, they're not going to separate. And they want that. They enforce that. They encourage that by giving them tens of billions of dollars to live here while they work here and send tens of billions of dollars back to support those on the other side. It's a round-robin system that is robbing our states. More and more people and more states are on the verge of collapse. Listen to some of the problems of California. Even the Mexicans aren't claiming California is Mexifornia. It's overstretched, taxed healthcare system. It's on the verge of collapse. Dozens of California hospitals and emergency rooms have shut down over the last 10 years because they can't afford to stay open after being endlessly swamped by illegal immigrants who are simply not able to pay for the services that they were receiving. As a result, the remainder of the healthcare system in the state of California is now taxed and overloaded, and California waits until they cannot keep up their budget. They cut everything that they know to cut to pay for more illegal aliens. Who's doing this? Who's causing it? Does our congressmen and senators, do they have a voice? The remainder of our health care system in the state of California is now beyond overloaded. It's at the crashing point. Brutal, long waits of hard-working Americans that deserve the benefits now are having to wait, be diverted. Ambulance service is now broke. And the state of California, now the greatest state, the most prosperous state. Listen to this now. I'll give you some magnitude of what Pastor Buddy's trying to get across tonight. The state that ranked first, led all categories, is now dead last out of all 50 states in the number of emergency rooms per million people. Dead last. Why? They had to close the doors. They were swamped. Does the government care? Hell no. It's estimated that there are approximately 7.7 million illegal aliens employed by U.S. employers back as far as 2008. And how much better would our economy fare if all those jobs were being filled by American workers who contributed taxes to keep up the system that we created? And now it's the criminals that are milking it and draining the state by state. California is not the only state in trouble. I predict in 10 years, if this doesn't stop, that there won't be a state in the union that will not be financially bankrupt. What's this going to cost in the long run? The region along the U.S.-Mexico border, it's a war zone. Just because the U.S. border is called a U.S. border, it's no longer a U.S. border. It is a border unmanned. It's open. And that's the reason for a war zone. The war could end overnight if our Congress and senators had any backbone. Who's paying them to let this free labor come over? The corporation. The Republicans are always corporate-minded. We got to have people to hire people. The Democrats have always took the position, we need more poor people. We need to be better to poor people. We need to offer more social services to the poor people. And we need to tax the middle class. Well, you're between the devil and the deep blue sea. What about the border along the city of Juarez, Mexico? Well, the fact is, it's one of the most dangerous of cities on the entire planet because of the brutal drug war being waged there. It's now the murder capital of the Western Hemisphere. And much of the violence has now begun to spill over into the areas of the southwestern United States. Just call your governor in Arizona. They've been fighting this problem for a long time. The sheriffs, they'll tell you what the problem is. And yet people say, well, ain't nothing I can do. I've got to watch the NFL. I got to have a bag of potato chips and a cold beer. I need that Oxycontin that's smuggled in. I need the heroin that's smuggled in. I need the cocaine that's smuggled in. And I don't want to hear of that being stopped. I want it delivered. A couple of weeks ago, gunmen in Juarez Valley killed the Mexican relative of a Fort Hancock High School student. When the student's family and Fort Hancock heard about it, they crossed the border at 10 a.m. to see the body. They retrieved the body and took the student with them. By 10:30, They stabbed the relatives that went with them, which included the grandparents, with an ice pick, says school superintendent Jose Franco. My understanding is that the gentleman is like 90 years old, and they poked his eyes out with an ice pick. The rest of the family is beaten beyond recognition, are still in the intensive care in a hospital just across the border as Mexican police returned the bruised and the battered body. Why? Why does all these things happen? A substantial percentage of young illegal immigrants, they end up in gangs. They're promised a lifestyle second to none rated in Mexico. And that standard of living, a drug warlord lives like a king. U.S. authorities now say that there are over 1 million members of criminal gangs operating inside the United States. Get that now. 1 million. And they've gone as far as Ottawa, Canada. Ladies and gentlemen, they're crossing the Canadian there. That's how they've infested these illegal gangs. They are responsible for 80% of the violent crimes committed in the U.S. Listen to that. Let me repeat that. You say we ain't got a problem? Well, better buddy, we get these corporations, you know, they work these cheap labor. Why don't we all move to China? If they had room for us, we'd be better off in China. At least we could make the stuff for Walmart. And these dumb Americans run to Walmart because they support cheap labor in China. And it's a vicious cycle by a government that is sympathetic to the corporations. And 80% of the violent crimes committed, ladies and gentlemen, happens in the good old U.S. of A. Inside the borders. Inside the gates. Latino gangs make up primarily of the percentage of illegal aliens. They're responsible for much of the violence, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. Some of the most notorious gangs in the country are made up almost entirely of illegal immigrants. Just listen now. Gang investigators in Virginia estimate that 90% of the members of MS-13, the most notorious immigrant gang, are illegal immigrants. And Mr. Obama would like to legalize all of them. Is this his kind of people? Is his daughter's going to feel safe walking the streets? Oh, they don't have to. They ride first class. They have paid bodyguards. U.S. Borders and the U.S. Border Patrol, all they can do is look through their binoculars and watch them come in. Go ask one. They'll tell you. We can't stop them. It's an open secret that Mexican gang cartels are openly conducting military operations inside the United States. And the handful of Border Patrol agents that have guarded the border, or tried to, are massively outgunned and outmanned. To say that the area is out of control is an understatement. Are we going to do anything about it? I doubt it. Until this nation comes to its knees and returns to Yahweh with all of their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Well, we're still hunting for members of Al-Qaeda. We're up in the caves. We got the U.S. Army up there. We're hunting for members of Al-Qaeda. And it's been reported they probably ain't 5,000 of them in Afghanistan. But we're there hunting. We've been there for 10 years. And look like we're going to be there for another 10. And while the mice are away, the cat's going to play. And the name of their game is death. And destruction is in their way. And hell has enlarged its borders to receive these people as a result of the sins that they've committed inside the borders. Are we going to wake up, America? Are we going to say no? Just say no? I got to get out of here. My time is gone. And it's gone. Thank you for allowing me to give you a rant and rave discourse about our problem on the border. It's real. Every state in the union is feeling the consequences of our politicians, our government, if there is such a thing, people that run it. They are not going to give in. You're listening to Pastor Buddy tonight. If you'd like to write me, do so. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Sponsored tonight by Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. Brother Bud, Brother Ed in Mississippi, my good brothers, these are our sponsors tonight. We're only going to be on two nights a week on WWRB. We're actually sponsored by Brother Mark on both programs. We give acknowledgement to these brothers that do help us and on WWCR. So we are thankful tonight to offer you some good sound advice. Wake up, America, inside the gates. Now, if you'd like to call me, area code 423-351-1082. Now go to our website, oneyahweh.com. Brother Bob told me that the hits are over 11,000 in right at 2 months. 11,000 people have visited oneyahweh.com. We welcome you with articles of this nature posted there for your information. It'll take you a long time to get through the system if you are serious about reading. If you want to listen to the messages by Pastor Buddy, you would be there for years listening to the messages. We've got a lot of them. It's a big website. And go there tonight. Remember our Passover festival coming up starting Sunday night. We'll be on the Passover at the King's Gate. People will be coming from Michigan, Ohio, and Kentucky, and Alabama, and Mississippi, and North Carolina, and South Carolina, and all surrounding states, because we believe in the old-fashioned worshiping of Yahweh to return to Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. People coming from miles around plan to be here starting Sunday evening, 7:30, with an old-fashioned Holy Ghost foot washing. We'll be on the altar sometime Monday to start celebration of our festival. I don't think Randy can get it done in time. He's got to get in here Sunday night. But if he don't, that's okay. We'll be on the altar on the evening of Passover before we have the meal or after. And then we'll be on the altar every night during Passover. Remember, there's a warning. Here on May the 21st, the rapture people have got a notice out to you. Remember this now, that we're going to all be raptured away from these troubles. We won't have to do nothing. We'll just run off and leave these evil people. I wish it was that simple. I pray for those who are deceived by these lying preachers who have smooth speech and enticing words. Wouldn't it be nice? Don't be fooled by the imitation of the devil. The devil's a liar and the father of it. Stay with Yahweh and His Word. Keep His festivals and His truth. You'll be blessed by it. I'll see you Sunday night around the world on WWCR 4840 on your radio dial with a message again by Pastor Buddy. We will be in Passover Festival. I don't know where I'll do it live or do it on the CD. Either way, we'll have a message for you on WWCR 4840 out of Nashville, Tennessee. You're listening to Pastor Buddy tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185. Also transmitting tonight around the world on worldwide internet on 5050. Our new system of listening. A lot of updated machinery here at the station. We're getting positive feedback. Yahweh bless you. Call me. Area code 3-423-351-1082. I'll see you. Yahweh bless. Thank you.